Now, Tim Whanau, how are you? Now, I hope everyone got a label. I got one here. One person, even before the service began, Maureen picked what mine was, first guess. Anyone else want to have a guess?
Extrovert.
Extrovert? Anyone else?
Lover of ever.
Introvert. Now, one of the things about being an introvert is that when I get my cup of coffee at church, and if I go with my cup of coffee and sit in the corner on my own, don't take it personally. It's not that I don't love you and don't want to talk to you. It's just that I love to have my cup of coffee on my own. Anyone else want to share what labels they've got? Just really, really quickly. Anyone want to say that what they've got and why they've got it?
Extrovert.
There we go. So if you see Glenn and you see me, go talk to Glenn. He'd love to see you. It's not that I wouldn't love to see you. I just won't talk to you. Anyone else want to share what's on their piece of paper? That's all right. That makes a two-minute sermon. Oh, sorry?
Foodie.
Foodie. Okay, so if you want to eat, go. Oh, like the introvert foodie, eat on your own. I know your type. Anyone else? Yes.
Helpful.
Helpful.
Maori.
Maori.
Yes.
Yes. Don't want to leave anyone out.
Creative.
Anyone else?
Talkative.
This is how you make a one-minute sermon go to 3 minutes. Carry on. Let's keep going.
Relaxed.
Perfect.
DIY wire.
There's too many letters in there for... That's the other thing about being dyslexic. Yeah, I just throw in extra letters as well. In the 1930s and 1940s, Nazi Germany came up with a label for one group of people. They systematically created this narrative that this group was evil, that this group was the source of all the problems in their society. It went to the extent that they said that these people were subhuman. They were actually inferior to normal people. They weren't really people at all. And that's the label they put on him. And so began the persecution and murder of 4 million Jews, the Holocaust. Because over a period of time, this label had been put on one group of people that dehumanized them, that put them in a box that labeled them as subhuman, evil vermin. And if you say it long enough, people believed it. And that's how 4 million people were murdered. Because they were no longer people. They were just a label. They were just a concept. Because you see, it's easy to kill a label, and it's easy to kill an idea than it is to kill a person. You see, labels or boxes have the power to help and the power to harm. See, labels can be nice and informative, like the ones that we have here, that gives people a rough idea of who we are and sort of what we're like, whether we're nice people or people we should maybe leave to someone else to talk to. But labels can also be incredibly destructive, incredibly harmful. You see, we tend to label negatively anything that we don't like or don't understand, because labels, as a rule, are just generalizations. They're not specifics. And in our scripture this morning, we find that Jesus' family called Jesus mad. And we find that the religious leaders and the Pharisees called Jesus evil. He is the devil. You see, Jesus had come and was setting people free, both physically and spiritually. Incredible miracles were happening. And the Pharisees didn't like it. And so they put on him the label of evil. You see, they didn't like what he was doing because it did not fit their understanding. You see, Jesus wasn't accredited. He wasn't part of the religious system. He hadn't come through the great and mighty schools. He never served under any of the great teachers of the time. For goodness sake, he was a carpenter. He was just a carpenter. What would he know? And so therefore, he must be sidelined. And so the label they put on him was that he was a demon. Beelzebub. Maybe even possessed by Beelzebub himself. That is why he could do the things he could do. That is why he could do the miracles that he was doing. The only reason was because he was demon-possessed. It fitted their worldview and it fitted their theological understanding. And with this label that they put on him, it would be a label that would justify them doing anything they wanted to control him, to contain him, and perhaps to even silence him forever. The shadow of the cross. And Jesus doesn't respond in kind. He doesn't lash back instantly and put a label on them. Instead, he merely points out the flaw in their thinking. Any kingdom that fights against itself is doomed. Any family unit, any household that fights amongst itself, that household will fail. So if the devil is fighting the devil, then the devil's kingdom is coming to an end. Now the religious leaders had observed that something was happening, but they missed what it was. And their own worldview was so tainted that what they were observing, they incorrectly labeled as evil. Yes, the kingdom of darkness was coming to an end. And they had labeled the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the light of the world, as the King of Darkness. And yet the different view that Jesus offers was this, that somebody stronger had arrived. That Jesus' healing, both physically and spiritually, are signs that indeed the devil's kingdom is coming to an end because the kingdom of heaven has come. The problem when we label or box someone who is different from us is that we deny the opportunity of freedom and life that is available not only for them but also for ourselves. Labels and boxes by nature create barriers and they create a sense of us and them. Barriers is just a nice way of saying prison cell. I am mine and you in yours. So how do we break the prison doors wide open? Well, we start that the mega narrative of the gospel of Jesus is an inclusive gospel of all humanity to be drawn back to God. God so loved the whole world that whosoever believes in him. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, the oppressed will be set free." in our world where we have a tendency to label people for our convenience, where we have a tendency to have boxes for our convenience, where we have a tendency to say that some labels aren't accepted here, we need to look at Jesus. We need to understand what the gospel of inclusiveness is for all humanity. And that the only label that matters for me, for you, and for the whole world is this one label: loved of God. Only label we should be wearing. It's the only label we should be putting on each and every person. And what would it mean for us as a church if that was the only label we put on each other and on anyone who enters these doors? We put on their forehead the label, loved of God. How would we then treat them?